After asking his apostles and disciples, "Who do others say that I am?" he then turns the question to them, and thus he turns the question to us. "Who do you say? Who do you say that I am?" Notice how Christ uses the divine name, I am, as in I am who am, the name given by God the Father to Moses about himself. So who is Jesus Christ to me personally? We know what the scriptures teach us. We know what the church tells us. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is our Savior. In the beginning, before he took flesh, Jesus is known as the Word of God, the Word who comes forth from the Father, the eternal Word who is of the same substance, consubstantial with the Father, through whom all things have been made, all things created. God speaks, all things come into being through his Word. Jesus, of course, in time would become flesh, as St. John says in the beginning of his gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us." Thus, Jesus is Son of God and Son of Mary, truly God, truly man, simultaneously. Conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, he is the Christ, that is, the Anointed One, anointed by God the Father to come to bring salvation to a waiting world. He came to show us the way to God the Father. He came to give us the truth of God the Father, and he came to give us life. He himself is the way. He himself is the truth and the one who gives life by his suffering, his death, and resurrection. He suffered, died, and was buried for our salvation and rose from the dead, giving you and me victory over sin and over death. Thus, we are baptized in his name, so that we can live no longer in sin, but to live in life. That we would no longer die, but rather live eternally in him. He ascended into heaven, returning to the Father's presence, and anointed us, his body, his church, reborn in baptism with his Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit who formed the God-man in the womb of the Virgin Mary forms us, the body of Christ, the church, in the womb of the church. We're born again, renewed, strengthened by the cleansing waters of baptism and the power of the Spirit of eternal love. All this to be Christ in this world. You and I are summoned by God, called to communion with him and with one another. We partake of the one bread of life, the Holy Eucharist, to be strengthened, to be nourished as one body, to continue the work of Christ. Christ's work was to proclaim the truth. He was there to give liberty to captives, sight to the blind, announcing the kingdom of God, issuing a call to repentance. Jesus' greatest work, however, is seen on the cross, the sacrifice of Calvary. His greatest work is that of the Paschal Mystery, his suffering, his death, his resurrection, by which he has redeemed the world. And as we heard in the Gospel last week, he has done all things well. He has done all things perfectly. You and I are called to join Christ in that Paschal Mystery, to come after him, to deny ourselves, to deny our wants, deny our desires, our base passions, our weaknesses, to deny everything, to take up our crosses, renouncing our own will for his, desiring nothing but Christ, developing a hunger, a thirst, a passion for Christ, to find our hope, our strength in Christ. We must, as Jesus said, take up our own crosses, our humanity, our shortcomings, our aches, our pains, our sorrows, our difficulties, our work, our labors, our duties, the faults, the annoyances, the difficulties of others, all tasks, all things pleasant, all things unpleasant, take up our crosses and follow him. His work of salvation and redemption is our work. It's a work that cannot be accomplished without faith or without love. Think about it this way. To try and carry a cross without faith in God, without faith in others or faith in oneself, to carry a cross without loving God, without loving others or without loving oneself, becomes a hopeless, crushing burden. It's impossible. We can't do things out of the obligation or simple duty, but to always do these things out of faith and in love. Faith in God, faith in others, faith in ourselves. Love of God, others, and ourselves. Abandoning all things for the love of Christ, we find our deepest peace, our deepest joy in Christ. Christ accomplished this great work through love. Love for his Father, love for us, and nothing else. And in this, you and I find life. In this, you and I are saved. Thus with St. Paul, we can say, may I never boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world is crucified to me and I to the world. May we listen intently to Christ, not thinking as men do, but as God does. Take up our crosses and follow him. Who is Christ to you, if not God and Savior? And who are you to Christ, if not one who's been brought down to the dust, whom he has freed from sin and death?